وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. إلى القيامة بارك الله فيك. Regarding using the rain for sake of wudu or shower, it's allowed if you could combine it, أخي. May Allah help you how long you need. But you know, yes, you are allowed. For example, you know, you have something from your house to combine the water inside kind of container. Then after that, you take a shower or wudu with the water of the rain. You are allowed because tahir, and you are allowed to use it. And it's water in the language. قال الله تعالى وأنزلنا من السماء ماء طهورا. Allah جل وعلا call it ماء and pure also. So no problem, you can use it. You understand? But the snowing, the correct opinion, you are not allowed to use it for wudu or for ghusl until the form change to be a water. This is the correct madhab. Even though have a madhab from the Salaf that they used to take wudu, some of the authentic narrations about some of the company, they used to take wudu with the snow, but there is no dalil to prove that. And the snow in our language, in our understanding, in logic, in reality, it's not water. It's not a water. Water is something and snow is something. Imagine you say to your son, give me water. Then he want and he give you snow to drink. I say, you're going to punch him, isn't it? Or the opposite. He's going to give me ice. You understand? He go and he give you water. It's not the same. That's why the correct opinion, the snow cannot be used for wudu or for shower unless the form of it change to be a water. You understand? So if the person doesn't have water, he have snow, what he do? The answer, he go and he do tayammum. He do tayammum. This is the opinion of the majority of the ulama, barakallah fiqh. And it's clear. It's clear, barakallah fiqh. Hafizakallah.